All right, let me jump over here to the Right Side Way monologue and just open up by pointing out the obvious. It's an election year. It is indeed. It's an election year, and the promises of free stuff are in full swing. Democrats and Republicans alike, they all make promises, right? Nothing new there. But with Democrats, the promises more often seem to accompany the allure of getting something for nothing. Free medical care, free wage increases, free Obama phone, free housing, and most recently, the promise that no matter what your college degree is in, you can have the student loan debt just wiped out. Just like that. Just because. A story broke this morning about a Democrat staffer who works for an Ohio congresswoman, crowing on his social media that he received word this week that his student loan has been paid off. This young beneficiary of Biden's largesse said, quote, on his social media, quote, "Elections have consequences." Yeah. And posted an image of the notice that he received in the mail. The notice actually says, quote, "Congratulations, the Biden-Harris administration has forgiven you federal student loans listed below with Nelnet in full." Okay, so they're not even pretending. They're taking full credit by name. The Biden-Harris administration has forgiven your debt. Don't you want to vote for us? That same staffer, by the way, who just got his loans paid off, makes over $80,000 a year. Paid paycheck with government tax dollars, and his loan then paid off with government tax dollars. Well, the roasting on social media began immediately. I can read you a ton of comments, but one of them in particular stood out. A journalist named Doug Powers wrote in response to his, you know, slobbering post, said, quote, "It's always fun when somebody who works in government thanks somebody else in government for saddling others who didn't agree to the debt for paying all the loans off." And then he says, "My son works 12 hours a day installing metal roofs. He'll be impressed with how his tax dollars are being spent." There you go. Look, according to President Biden, ostensibly, people who knowingly entered into a contract to receive a benefit, they shouldn't have to be held accountable to their contractual obligations. Why? Well, because it's hard or something equally insulting. The bottom line is this: there is no free lunch. These government bailouts that are unrelated to war or poverty or natural disaster, they just simply relate to the idea of rescuing knuckleheads from their own bad decision-making. They have to be paid for by someone. Like I said, get a free pass on your student loan, but y'all, there ain't no free lunch. There's a number of things wrong with this idea, and I'm going to break it down into different categories. First of all, from a purely legal standpoint, legal, Biden does not have the authority to do this. This is a matter of contract. The contract governs the terms between the parties, and it was freely entered into. Consideration was given, services were rendered, payment was due. Show me another contract in the world that can be written off outside of bankruptcy without the lender having a say-so. Buy a new car? Stop paying. Buy a house? Stop paying. Look, contract law does not work that way. But that's legal. Let me just say this. It's also ethically wrong. Not just legally, but ethically. How can a president who has a fiduciary responsibility to the American public justify the ethical position that just because times are hard, in his opinion, that the government needs to lighten the contractual obligations of certain individual citizens without consideration to others who might carry similar burdens? What that basically is the government picking winners and losers, and that is not the role of government. That it can ethically look in the eyes of a 24-year-old who thought it'd be a great idea to borrow $50,000 to get a degree in underwater basket weaving, in a fit of misguided benevolence to pay off the debt, at the same time offer no relief to another 24-year-old who works a night job to get a certificate as a journeyman electrician, and then borrowed $50,000 to buy the equipment to start his own company. Yeah, you see the difference? Ethically, this is wrong. Legally, this is wrong. So there's the legal and the ethical downsides, but what about the mental? Mental. What about the internal thought processes that go into making the final determination to spend somebody else's money to pay off another person's contract? What are we to think of a so-called commander-in-chief who could say on one day that he intends to use $400 billion of our tax revenues to pay off student loans because of so-called hard times, at the same time declaring emphatically that his economy is great? Bidenomics works. There's no hard times. Y'all, it takes mental backflips. It's a brain machination that eludes most people, and the only conclusion is he is knowingly lying or he is knowingly deluded. The same brain cannot conjure up all those conflicting thought patterns without one of two conclusions. He's either lying or deluded. In essence, If he were in court tomorrow and I was the lawyer cross-examining him, I would say his testimony could be impeachable almost immediately. So there's legally, ethically, and mentally. But look, I can argue this student loan bailout without much trouble, but there's another argument that I believe bears equal, perhaps even greater weight. It's the question as to whether or not this student loan bailout can be defended morally. Morally. By telling an entire generation that the debts that they incurred are really not their fault, that they shouldn't have to bear such responsibility. The Biden administration is now perpetrating the growth of a welfare mentality in the next layer of our societal evolution. Having a welfare mentality, the kind of mentality that says, I'm a victim and therefore I should be rescued, it keeps otherwise strong, healthy members of society from learning the value of taking calculated risks. It tells them there's no need to press through adversity. They become expectant regardless of their level of personal productivity. Would we ever raise our kids to believe that there's no hope of success without someone else's benevolence? In essence, Joe Biden is telling every kid who doesn't show up to practice and came late to the game, they get a participation trophy anyway. A healthy society cannot live on the notion that no one should be held accountable for their own actions. And the millions and millions of productive citizens out there that are making a go of it and contributing hard to their communities, who take great risks and no great failures but also no great achievements, those are the people now being called upon to pat the poor souls on the head that have borne the ignominy, the burden, the pain of being asked just to pay their own debts. Pastor Adrian Rogers, a longtime Southern Baptist pastor and former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, he also had a radio show at one point. There's a number of quotes out there attributed to Adrian Rogers, but the quote that I'm about to read you is the one that I think is spot on. He said this one day. You ready? Quote, "You cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from somebody else. When half the people get the idea they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, well, that, my dear friend, is about the end of any nation. You cannot multiply wealth by dividing it." There you go. And that's the deal. These student loan buyouts. Come on, y'all. There's no free lunch. Pay your own way. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, spot on. So there you have it. I think I can argue against that student loan bailout legally, ethically, mentally, and even morally. It's the ruination of the nation. We got to put a stop to this kind of stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.